What's up, fellas? So one of my loyal patron supporters asked me a very good question. He wanted to know the pros and cons to feminism, all right? Because contrary to popular belief, guys, I am old enough to remember when, and I'm quite sure it was much worse way back in the day, but I'm old enough to remember, guys, when women really did have a bad shaking things, all right? I know that shocked the shit out of some of you younger guys, but I remember a whole lot of shit. And so I want you guys to be open-minded, and for about 10 to 15 minutes, I want you to take I Hate Women hat off for a second, put that shit on the dresser for the second, and I want you to be open-minded, all right? I know y'all motherfuckers hate women, and you want them all up burning hell, all right? But just for a second, I need y'all to take that I Hate Women hat off for a second and listen to what the fuck I got to say. All right. Right off the bat, guys, without a shadow of doubt, the number one thing that comes to my mind that was good that feminism bought was it used to be a thing, guys, where spousal abuse was a woman's fault. I know that shocked the shit out of some of y'all young cats, but if a woman made her man hit her, it was your fault. What you did to him? You must have did something. You had to piss that man off. Alright, so back in the day, guys, 20 years ago, you don't see that shit today. Alright, we all, even you motherfuckers over here that hate women, we hate a woman beat them. I don't think of none of us I hate more on this earth than a man that hit women. Alright, but if you want to go back some time, it was a woman's fault. You pissed them off. You know that man, you know you shouldn't have been fucking with that man. Alright, guys, so I want you guys to understand that now, with feminism have brought this to the forefront, that we blame the person that actually commit the offense. We don't blame women for when a man loses his temper. And do women test? Absolutely. But what we know now is, just because women test and do all this other shit, and you don't know how to make a woman submit, still don't give you no right to hit a woman. All right, just because you don't know how to make a woman submit, just because you don't know how to pass shit tests and shit like this, just because when a woman get to testing your strength, all right? Now, the guys back in the day, they probably didn't want to wear this shit. We all know it goes on now, all right? But women are going to test, all right? And we know now, this one back in the day, but we know now you fight a woman being emotional with just being rational, calm, cool, and you don't entertain that bullshit. You talk. You know what I'm saying? Ain't about letting her run over you and say, you can talk. I'm just going to stay calm. All right? Back in the day, if a woman talk, it's called back talk. Hey, what the fuck are women, kids? Back talk? She gave me some back talk? That's what it was, guys. Back ask any older guy. If a woman talk back, she gave me some back talk. What is she, 12? Grown-ass woman. What you mean she gave me some back talk? You say what you want to say and she just got to shut the fuck up? All right, it don't work that way, guys. All right, but men back in the day, if a woman talked back, she gave me some back talk. You fucking kidding me? All right, so this is the shit, guys. But women were like little kids, and if she had an opinion on some shit, it was considered back talk. Are you fucking kidding me? You have a 40-year-old woman, and her husband, they couldn't have an argument. And if she said something back, it was back talk. You back talk me? All right, so y'all guys need to understand that. So feminism definitely have made that a point that you can't fucking hit your woman. And yes, if y'all gonna have a discussion or something, yes, she can back talk you. She's not fucking 8, all right? She's not your child. She's not your property, all right? A slave back talk, a kid back talk, a grown ass woman that you're in a relationship with is not giving you fucking back talk, all right, guys? So that's the thing with that. Another thing, guys, right off the bat, rape, all right? Back in the day, I know it's going to shout you kids, but I still am old enough to remember a time back in the day whenever a woman got raped, it was her fault. She shouldn't have had that little dress on. It was her fault. You know, why you went up in that man's house that time of night? You know what he wanted. You know what he had on his mind. Let me get this. Let me tell you guys something. I ain't going to say that. Let me tell you motherfucker something right now. All right. I wouldn't give a fuck if a woman is butt naked on your bed playing with her pussy, eating a fucking cherry with fuck me written across her stomach. If she says no, it means no. I don't give a fuck if it's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. All right? If she says no, it means no. Back in the day, guys, it was once upon a time, if a woman came to your house, if it was past 10 o'clock, you know what he wanted. Why you lead him on? You led them on. You bought it on yourself. If a woman wore a little short dress, you gonna make them mad. Right out of hell, somebody gonna make somebody rape you. I wouldn't give a fuck if a woman walked down the street butt-ass naked. That don't give nobody no right to rape no fucking body. And I said that. And I don't care who don't like it. All right, guys. So, but back in the day, oh, you bought it on yourself. All right. Feminism has corrected that. That you listen, just because somebody, a woman piss you off, don't give you no reason to put your hands on her. And just because a woman dressed half naked don't give you a right to rape her. And just because a woman comes over your house past midnight doesn't give you a means to rape her either, a reason to rape her either. No means no. I don't give a fuck how much she teased you that night. I don't give a fuck if you took a shower with her. I don't give a fuck if she in the bed butt naked playing footsies with you. No means no, motherfuckers. Alright? You can try to progress things and this, that, and the other. And she say no, you stop. And you can try again, blah, blah. If she say no, stop. You can keep doing that. But just because a woman is in your bed past midnight and you think like, well, she know, why she leave me on? No. Alright, your ass should go to jail. Alright? And the reason why I'm so passionate about this guy, because I do have a sister and I do have a fucking mama. Alright? Alright. Another thing that came good out of feminism is a lot of bosses used to pressure women for sex. Alright? So like, I say this, guys, because I had friends that had clubs back in the day and shit. When these was all the guys I knew that sold drugs and had clubs and shit like this. They fucked all the females' employees. All of them. So I had a lot of friends back in the day when I was younger that was in the game and shit like this. And they started clubs and shit like this right here, whatever the case may be. And I remember, you know, specifically them always bragging about fucking all their females' employees. Now, did some of them females probably just want to fuck? Absolutely. But do I absolutely think they use their power and their position to fuck some of the women? Absolutely. And the thing is, a lot of those women, like those, they'll start pushing up on the women, and the women feel powerless to say no. I'm gonna lose my job. I don't want to lose my job, or I don't want to get my hours cut. All right. So did some of the women probably pursue the sex because it's the boss? Absolutely. But as many female employees as they had, it's nowhere in the hell you could tell me that all of those women on their own free will wanted to fuck them if their job, you know, wasn't involved. All right, guys using their job to fuck female employees. Absolutely. I remember being in the club with one of my friends who owned the club, and he would tell me about that, I fucked up. And then, but the girl wouldn't even acknowledge him and shit like this. And I said that, yeah, that woman probably just fucked you because she probably felt like I want to keep my fucking job. I said it to my fucking self. She wouldn't even know. He like, what's up? And she like throw her hand up and shit like, you know, like she don't even want to talk to him. Because he probably used his fucking power of authority to fuck her. All right, so with feminism, I know a lot of you guys, you know, think bad of the Me Too movement and shit like this, and y'all see a lot of these women coming out for 30 and 40 years ago and shit like that, and y'all just think all of this bullshit. A lot of it ain't bullshit, guys. Women back in the day, if you said something back in the day, you was gonna be blackballed. Alright, you was gonna be blackballed and nobody was gonna believe you. I still remember that time, guys. Guys, let me tell y'all guys something. When I was younger, when I was a teenager, and the girls that I used to talk to, if they had a stepdaddy, I always asked him, has he ever touched you? And the girls be like, why you ask me that? Because I said, because every girl I know that got a stepdaddy, he always touches them. And every girl, I ain't gonna, maybe it was a couple of, but most of the girls, usually the stepdaddy touched them. I would say at least 85-90% of the time, the stepdaddy touched them. All the time, guys. And the women could never say that. Or if they go tell their mama, the mama didn't even believe them. So what you have, if your own damn mama don't believe you, well, how the hell you think anybody else gonna believe you when you can't even convince your own fucking mama? All right, guys? So that was the thing with that, guys. A lot of the women back in the day couldn't even, now I'm 38, so this is probably 22, 23, 20, well, I'm like 15, 16, and I'm, you know, I date girls, whatever the case may be, and every time they had a stepdaddy, did he touch you? And the reason I would ask them, because I would hear it over and over again, y'all guys would be surprised at how many stepdaddies touched the stepdaughter. I'm not fucking kidding you. And I said, you ever tell your mama? Some of them said yeah, and most of them would say the mama don't even believe me. All right? Or the mama don't want to believe him. Probably even don't want to believe him because you want to keep a fucking man. All right, guys? So I want y'all guys to know that women have been oppressed in this fucking country. All right? I want y'all guys to know that. So when y'all see some of this, as with anything, it gets fucking carried a fucking way. But women have been oppressed. I know a lot of y'all over here young and this, that, and other, but I still remember a lot of that shit. I'm going to tell y'all guys something else. Equal pay. When I was back home, and when I was young, my profession mainly was I was a machine operator. I was a machine operator. And don't y'all guys know that every one of those machine operator jobs I had, the females were always the packer. All the men had the mechanical jobs, the machine operator jobs, or the mechanic job, the guy who fixed the machines if the operator can't get it running. All right? The women were always packer. You mean to tell me you ain't got one woman in here that know how to run machines? They never gave females a chance. Females just did the packer. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that a machine operator and a mechanic gonna make more than a fucking packer. The packer would make minimum wage, and then a machine operator probably make twice what the packer made. So all the women would be packers, and all the men would be forklift operators, machine op, the shit that paid some fucking money. Alright, guys? So I want you guys to fucking know that women had lower paying jobs when I knew for a fact some of the female operators, the male operators couldn't even get the fucking machine to run. The female operators would come over there and get the machine to run. The female packers would come over there and help the machine operators because they didn't even know what the fuck they was doing. And some of the female packers was better at running the machines, even though that wasn't even their fucking job, than the fucking men. But it just had this quote-unquote unwritten rule that men were machine operators and women were fucking packers. There was no male packers, all fucking women. And the men did the job that actually paid some fucking money. All right, guys? So I want y'all guys to know that, you know, while in the midst of y'all hating women, I want y'all guys to know, some, especially you younger cats, some of you older guys already know this shit, but some of you young cats don't know this shit, all right? And y'all just look at feminism as a bad thing, but I'm not with oppression of nobody. The thing is now, you know, that was the pros, now getting to the cons. The thing is now it's getting going carried away. So let me get on that. Now, I just said, you know, a woman, back in the day, a man could hit his wife or a girlfriend, and people would blame the woman. Well, now a woman can hit a man, A man can't even defend himself. You go to jail. And they can have it on camera, the woman hitting you. No, that was okay. No, but where you hit her back, we're going to take your ass to jail. You shouldn't hit her back. Now, that I don't agree with. I don't think nobody should put nobody's hands on nobody. But if they do, you got to arrest both of them. All right? That's the thing with that. So that's the con that I don't like. That a female can hit a man. You can have it on fucking tape. The man hit her back. Okay, arrest the man, but arrest the woman too. Arrest both of their ass, all right? Or at the very least, you got to arrest the woman and take the man to jail or whatever the case may be. But if anybody go, the woman definitely got to go because she started it, all right? But they'll let the woman go even though they got it on fucking tape and take the man to jail. And I don't think that's right. Just like when that girl, Solange, hit Jay-Z in the elevator. Why her ass want arrested? Y'all got it on tape. Y'all lock Ray Rice's ass up when y'all see him hit his wife in the elevator. All right? Okay. When y'all got the video footage of Solange knocking the shit out of Jay-Z, her ass should have been locked up too. But didn't that come out of it? I don't like that. I don't like now is to the fact that a woman can hit a man and it's okay. Nobody want to get... I don't get... Okay, you're 110 pounds and theoretically, it didn't hurt me. But still, you don't put your fucking hands on nobody. And if you do, you should go to jail, regardless of if you're 110 pounds or 310-pound Mr. Olympia. All right? So that's one thing I don't like about it. That's one of the cons I don't like about it. Sexual misconduct. Now your ass get locked up without due process, or you get fired without due process. Okay, we can bring it up to the light, and we can talk about it. Nobody should be losing a job without it being proven. It should be proven in a court of law before anybody lose their job. So right now, guys, at your job, if a woman said you sexually harass her, you probably would lose your job without even due process. I don't think that's right. All right? So we done went from the guys, you know, woman feeling like I can't even report rape or sexual misconduct because I'm going to lose my job or I might get blackballed, to now where it's you can get fired without even due process. I think something should be done, but we need to launch an investigation. Nobody should be fired from their job or anything like that till we get to the bottom of this. Nobody should be fired for a fucking allegation. All right, guys? What else I have? I think that's pretty much it. But another thing with feminism is women expect men to do all the pursuing. Guys, I remember once upon a time, pursuing was 50-50. Alright, it was commonplace. If I initiate contact today, the woman initiate contact tomorrow, I would initiate contact today, and the woman feminism done made all these women so masculine, you can't even validate them no more. They so fucking masculine, you can't even do that. They don't even feel like they should do anything. You scum of the earth, you should prove your worth to me. Back in the day, we used to prove our worth to each other. And you never double called nobody. That was an unwritten rule. I call you on Monday, the woman would initiate a call on Tuesday. I would initiate a call on Wednesday, she would initiate a call on Thursday. That was just the way it went 20 years ago. I don't know what the fuck happened to that. You have to do every fucking thing now, unless the woman has got crazy high initial interest in you. All right? So that's the thing with that, guys. So, but like I said, I think some common ground need to be found on some of this shit. I definitely don't like the fact that a man can't defend himself even if a woman knocking the shit out of him and they got it on camera. Okay, you want to lock the man up for hitting the woman, but you damn sure got to lock the woman up for initiating. All right? But I think some good done came out of it also, guys. I think some good. I don't think it's good for a woman to be sitting at work and feeling like the boss making a move on her, and a woman feeling like I have to fuck my boss or quit my job or I'll probably be blackballed or some shit like that. And I definitely don't think that a woman, you know, talking back or having a discussion or disagreement with her husband is considered back talk. Like, well, 12 fucking years old, grown ass fucking woman could, you know, talk to her if I have a disagreement with her husband. But back in the day, it was called back talk. Yo, you back talking me? Just like a little child, guys. I swear for God, just like a little child. And anybody on here old enough can tell y'all, guys, any woman that got raped 20, 25, 30 years ago, guys, it was her fault. It was her fault. Any of you guys know the Mike Tyson situation and shit like that? Now, he went to jail. But if any of you guys know the backdrop on the street was, well, she know what she was going up in that room for. Then nobody never dispute whether Mike Tyson might have raped her or not. The only talk on the street was, well, what does she expect to be doing 2 o'clock in the morning? That's the defense. That's the defense. You know what you're going to be doing at 2. What? I came up there to watch a fucking movie and eat popcorn. What the fuck? That was the word on the street that she knew what she was getting herself into. All right, so I'm glad that shit is out the way, guys. Nobody deserves to be raped. I don't care what time they come see you. I don't give a fuck if they butt naked. I don't give a fuck what they doing. All right, I think that feminism, that was a good point of feminism, that men have got to control themselves. I don't give a fuck what the woman is doing. You have to control yourself. If she say no or whatever the case may be, you got to fucking control yourself. All right, and I definitely think that women could do some of the jobs that men do. All right, every machine operated job that I had back in the day, all of the women was like packers or some kind of laborer, and all of the men had the mechanical jobs. You can't tell me one no woman, those damn machines was not that goddamn hard. All right? We wasn't fucking splitting atoms in that motherfucker, guys. For all you guys like, well, women are smart. Motherfucker, we weren't building nuclear bombs in that motherfucker. So you can kill that shit. All we had to do was thread a little thing up and shit like that. Get the fuck out of here. Women could have done that job. It wasn't rocket science. All right, I can tell you that shit right fucking now. All right? So I think we done had some cons and some good pros to feminism. You guys can write down what y'all guys think about some cons and pros to it. But I thought it was a good video. Appreciate that video suggestion, homie. All right, guys. Like the video, comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.